Okay, very good. Well, remember, antennas are easy and cheap to build. It's a great learning curve. It's good experiments. And, you know, commercial stuff is great, but there's no reason why you can't use the same antenna for the high end of the UHF ham band and GMRS. I mean, you know, most of the exposed dipole antennas are, many of them are 400 to 480 or 440 to 480. You know, you can get them cut for a specific frequency, but because the element size is so small, there's a lot of margin for error in there. And if you have something cut for 462, you know, it's probably going to be more than usable at 448, 449 transmit, but that's a whole other story. You're talking about SWR, tells me you must have at least a meter, an analyzer, or something. And, you know, we need to have the talk about quality of coax once you get above 400 meg. So it's got to be, you know, LMR 400 or better, because otherwise all your signal's lost before it gets to the antenna. And GMRS is yet another discussion. So, all right, we'll talk to you later, sir. I'm happy to fill your head with 48 years worth of ham crap, like a fire hose, whether you want it or not.